Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanks Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his warm wishes on Ukraine's Independence Day, expresses appreciation for India's dedication to peace and dialogue. US issues a public notice imposing additional 25% tariffs on imports from India. Former President Ranil Wickremesinghe to be produced before Colombo Fort Magistrates Court this afternoon. In England, three people killed in helicopter crash during a training flight on the Isle of Wight. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his warm wishes on Ukraine's Independence Day. In a social media post, Zelensky expressed appreciation for India's dedication to peace and dialogue. He added that as the world works towards ending the ongoing war with dignity and lasting peace, Ukraine looks forward to India's continued support. Zelensky emphasized that strong diplomatic efforts help ensure global security, including in the Indo-Pacific. Zelensky also shared a letter from PM Modi in which the Prime Minister thanked him for his greetings on India's Independence Day and extended his own wishes to the people of Ukraine. Ukraine's ambassador to India, Oleksandr Polishchuk, reflects on the deepening India-Ukraine relationship as Ukraine marks its Independence Day. He highlights the growing political dialogue between Prime Minister Modi and President Zelensky, India's support for peace and shared democratic values. With plans for a future visit by President Zelensky to India, the bilateral partnership continues to strengthen through diplomacy, history and people-to-people ties.
The relationship between India and Ukraine and the political communication between our leaders. I'm very grateful that since 2023, we have the very intense dialogue between two countries, and the Prime Minister Modi and my president as well met a lot of times and on the side of the different conferences, General Assembly. And I know that we have the plan to continue this interaction between two leaders. We are very much grateful that India from the first day of the Russian invasion clearly actually indicated the position of India.
The United States has officially issued a public notice imposing additional 25% tariffs on imports from India. The new duties will come into effect tomorrow. The notice was as issued by the Department of Homeland Security through U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP. It said the tariffs implement President Donald Trump's executive order signed on August 6th. The tariffs will apply to a broad range of Indian products listed in the annex to the notice. In August this year, Trump slapped an additional 25% tariff, raising the overall levy to 50% on goods coming from India as a penalty for New Delhi's continued purchase of Russian oil. India has decried the so-called secondary tariffs as unfair, unjustified, and unreasonable. India reiterated that it will do whatever it can to safeguard its national interests. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur near Ahmedabad in Gujarat today morning. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. A report from our correspondent.
In a shining example of a Make in India initiative success, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and flag off the Suzuki's first global strategic battery electric vehicle, BEV, manufactured in India. These Made in India BEV are set to be exported to more than 100 countries, including key markets like Europe and Japan. Taking a giant leap towards self-reliance in clean energy, the PM will also launch the next phase of India's battery ecosystem with the start of local production of hybrid battery electrodes at the Gujarat-based TDS lithium-ion battery plant. This joint venture is expected to accelerate the domestic manufacturing and drive innovation in clean energy technologies. Interestingly, over 80% of battery's value will now be locally produced, which will boost India's green manufacturing footprint. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Earlier yesterday, Mr. Modi emphasized that the interests of farmers, cattle rearers and small entrepreneurs are of utmost importance to the nation. He affirmed that India will not allow any harm to these groups under any pressure. Prime Minister was addressing a large gathering after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees at Kodalgaam ground in Ahmedabad.
दुनिया में आर्थिक स्वार्थ वाली राजनीति सब कोई अपना करने में लगा है उसे हम भली भांति देख रहे हैं मेरे देश के लघु उद्यमी हो किसान हो पशुपालक हो हर किसी के लिए मैं आपको बार बार वादा करता हूं मोदी के लिए आपके ही सर्वोपरि है.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India holds significant potential in supporting other countries to boost their food security through technologies and best practices, said Carl Skau, Deputy Executive Director and Chief Operating Officer of the World Food Programme, WFP. Skau met with Secretary of the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Devesh Chaturvedi, today and discussed WFP's engagements and developments at the national, regional and global levels. During the meeting, Skau said that India offers valuable lessons and models through its robust social protection systems, diversification and fortification initiatives, promotion of women's economic empowerment. Former President Ranil Wickremesinghe is scheduled to be produced before the Colombo Fort Magistrates Court today afternoon. He is the first executive president of Sri Lanka to be arrested and remanded on charges of corruption. The 76-year-old leader, remanded until today, was first admitted to the prison hospital and later transferred to the National Hospital, where he is receiving treatment in the intensive care unit for dehydration. The transfer follows recommendations by prison doctors after medical examinations. Mr. Wickremesinghe was arrested by the Criminal Investigation Department, CID, on August 22nd over allegations of misusing state funds. The case relates to a September 2023 visit to the United Kingdom, where he and his wife, Professor Maitri Wickremesinghe, attended a University of Wolverhampton ceremony. At least three people have died and one seriously injured after a helicopter crashed during a training flight on the Isle of Wight, England, yesterday. According to authorities, the survivor was airlifted to University Hospital Southampton's Trauma Centre. The UK's Air Accidents Investigation Branch has deployed inspectors to the crash site to gather evidence and determine the cause of the incident. Meanwhile, Isle of Wight East MP Joe Robertson described the crash as a tragedy and said the whole community is in shock. India has crossed the 50-medal mark and leading the medal tally at the ongoing 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. In the women's trap event, Neeru Dhanda won gold with 43 hits, followed by Qatar's Ray Basil, who won silver, and India's Ashima Ehlawat, who secured bronze. Neeru and Ashima also helped India win team gold, with Preeti Rajak finishing ahead of China and Kuwait. India's junior women swept the 25-meter pistol podium as Payal Khatri took gold, Namya Kapoor silver and Tejaswini bronze. The team, including Ria Shirish Thatte, also won silver behind Korea. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanks Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his warm wishes on Ukraine's Independence Day. Expresses appreciation for India's dedication to peace and dialogue. US issues a public notice imposing additional 25% tariffs on imports from India. Former President Ranil Wickremesinghe to be produced before Colombo Fort Magistrates Court this afternoon. And in England, three people killed in a helicopter crash during a training flight on the Isle of Wight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.